Okay, that was The Coup. This is Reverend Bookburn's show. It's called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Memorial Day. Saya from Radio Volta is still here. His show, Global Excursions, coming to an end, and it is a great time in here already. And my live, very memorial guest, Everlasting Godstopper from AtheistNetwork.com. Hello.
God is Alive chat on MSN religion page.
Well, thank you for coming. Hopefully you did. And the first song is going to be a Memorial Day tribute.
The Reverend is a big pervert.
Well, that's subjective. But in one person's perversion is another person's clergy, pastor, pastor Bader type. Anyway, and I'm glad you think about it just the same. And now we're going to pay a tribute to memorials. I wanted to ask you, Everlasting Godstopper, do you like breasts?
I happen to like breasts, not just my own, but everyone else's.
Okay, we're going to play The Fugs, Boobs a Lot. Saya, do you like boobs?
I love them.
Woohoo!
All right, so three people who are in full spirit of Memorial Day are getting ready to begin.
Hooray for boobies!
And this ought to be just the right celebration. The band is The Fugs, and this track is Boobs a Lot.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Why do you like boobs a lot?
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Why do you like boobs a lot?
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Down in the locker room, just three boys eating down the locker room with all that joy. Thinking,
do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Why do you like boobs a lot?
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Do you wear your jock a lot?
Yes, I like
your jock a lot. Why do you wear your jock a lot?
Gotta wear your jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
Gotta wear your jock a lot.
Do you like jock a lot?
Chocolate.
If I had a flag of
Okay, we have another special tribute, this one being to the Dixie Chicks. It's been reported to the Reverend this week that they're still getting a lot of shit for the very appropriate things they said about George W. Numbnuts, cokehead, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate protege, war criminal, Bush. And so since they're getting all the shit from all these Rambozos and hate show hosts and assorted other dickless Rambozo wannabes, and the American Christian Taliban, of course, we're going to play a Dixie Chicks track, and it is a classic, hilarious song. If you heard the show, I think like 4 or 5 shows ago, you heard this already. This is called White Trash Wedding. Go.
You can't afford no ring. You can't afford no ring. I should be wearing white and you can't afford no ring.
Shut up and sing, Ken, before I kick your teeth in.
When your loved ones have to go.
Doing Mercenary. Patrick Sky did Vatican Casket. Dixie Chicks did White Trash Wedding. The Fugs did Boobs a Lot. And started off with The Who doing Ride the Fence. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com.
Radio, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And repeat broadcasted at the last throughout the week. Do not make it easier.
Like I make things easier.
You're making it harder.
No, I am not.
But anyway, we'll get back to that later. And also, relay broadcast live at two micro radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle. Hello to all. Tonight's theme is Memorial Day.
Woohoo!
And with the ultimate Memorial Day guest, Everlasting God Stopper.
There's no better way to stop God than to use these.
That definitely is a effective manner of stopping any gods.
Christian girls just don't have the same great rats as atheist girls.
That is so true. And there will be all kinds of celebration and acknowledgement of Memorial Day. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Bless My Vibrating Crucifix.
My goodness.
Yeah. It was partially with you in mind, actually. And on June 8th, Bush, The Rise of Evil. And on June 15th, we're going to have, and you're getting no clues, and even you can't get it out of me, a juicy clergy hot scandal. No clues. June 15th, red hot clergy scandal.
Ooh.
All of this is to come on The Reverend
what?
Is In. It
the,
is going to come.
The Reverend is in. In and it's going to come.
Definitely. I already love this more than the first visit, and I love more. So, this
is my own mic this time.
Yes, Jezer and Mike. It looks really great.
Does it?
It's like there's a round. Good round end.
It's
almost like a military war weapon.
This is all part of the Everlasting Godstop or Anything for Atheism tour.
Oh, I see. You're a holy martyr.
I am.
For doing this.
I absolutely am.
See, Christians and Islamic people are not the only ones who can develop a sacred on a mission martyr trip.
Yeah,
oh, what I do
not.
For the great cause. What I've been through. What I've been subjected to.
He so wishes. Play a song, Reverend Bookburn. Play a song.
I've done stuff like this before. When it gets like this,
he
it
lies.
Takes an hour to say fucking anything. All right,
so
we're going to do
wrong.
Music.
We're playing music.
While she calms down. The Reverend.
I have a god to stalk, okay? Come on.
Yes, you are very busy, I know. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgender and kink community. Outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalists or any other Taliban model.
Let's see those wedding
shirts. And you
can
set
I
the
flower,
gig.
Girl?
Go. Yes, you can. If I'm clergy, I'll have a little bit of say.
Oh, good.
But you can accompany me. I think one of the guys from Hopeless Drakes of Humanity went to Reverend Bookburn wedding.
Oh,
in North Jersey.
I'd be so glad to be the flower girl.
If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Quail, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition,
where I first began my God stopping,
you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. A cover story of Eidos magazine. Everyone is doing outrageous sex. Spring 1998 issue. Okay, we'll do Memorial Day.
Woohoo!
But first, there are going to be some troops-oriented stuff. Even though tonight it's more like support the troops, we're still going to do some troop stuff because the war criminals, the murderers for oil, and all that kind of shit is really the focus of all anti-war sentiment and activism. And so they're going to get a couple of things. This is for people who are considering risking their lives for the profit of Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation and
everyone,
all of the other corporate
the
wars.
We have something very important to play now. You're going to love it.
I love this help.
She loves my help.
Is an old punk band from
so
the
helpful.
80s entitled No Thanks.
I'm such a good godstopper.
That's the name of the band. And this record and song is entitled Are You Ready to Die?
Rare.
Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready to die? We'll be right back.
the drum, you'll be stuck inside that sound forever.
Okay, I'm going to play a Memorial Day dedication.
He promises.
This is for you. This is a special Memorial Day dedication. Wow. I hope you like it. This is Frank Zappa.
Ooh.
Titties and Beer.
Black as night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind and I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf crawling along the side of me. I'm green and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big kitty girl in 5 days. I'm pretty, talking about her in my face. In the side of the mountains, I'm I know that even the Christians were acting weird up here. And so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where those titties at, like, well, cause my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard the noise like a crunch twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow teeth and a pointy tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear to God, it was. He had the human flesh, the fun beneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was kitty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his claws and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said, put it away. You know, I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say? You ate my Chrissy? Titties and all! Well, what about the beer then, boy? The cans this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you? Shit, you must have been hungry. Yes, this is true. Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do? Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through. Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear? Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here. You're goddamn right, you son of a whore. Call me that. That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer in this titty squeezing time. Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why, oh, yeah? There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers were worse than you. Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do? Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me. That's very, very true. Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me. Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer, devil. But most people don't want to make a deal with you. Yeah, well, most people are afraid of you. See, they don't know how stupid you are. I happen to know that you jack off to a picture of Frankie Meadows when you get home.
Stupid.
You know, ever since that guy told you that he contained more fluid than Jeff Beck, you've been trying to outdo him. Oh, look, I'm going to say one thing to you. This may not register right away, but let me say this. Leave your pickle alone for a couple of nights, you know what I mean? Now, come on. I'm only interested in a couple of things. Wait, is that a note for me? Is somebody passing me a note? What does this say? Frank, please do me a favor. I can't find a brother of mine. I could dig it if you could call him from stage. His name is Dirty Tom Nomad MC. Signed, thanks. Bear or Bean? I can't tell. Well, if he's out there, Dirty Tony Sila Nomad MC, get in touch with Bean or Bear. And as I was saying, devil, I'm an average sort of a person. You wouldn't believe it, but I'm very much like the people here in this audience tonight. I think we definitely have something in common.
Wait a minute. I thought you had funny things growing in your hair and all that other shit. I thought right weird music, you know. I thought biker and everything. I mean, shit. You
listen
know,
carefully.
Big titty chick that you just had out here with
listen
your camera.
Listen carefully to me,
you
know. Old devil.
Uh-huh.
I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see, maybe...
Well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Well, who's holding your pickle then?
I don't know. She's out in the audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come up here and hold my pickle to satisfy this weird man out here on the stage?
You're probably wondering why we call it a pickle.
I hate
to squeal on you, Bozio. I mean, devil. But look, I'm only interested in two things.
But wait a minute. All I have to say is, God help me, even though I have this fucking mask on.
Ha,
Listen, if you think that mask looks bad, you ought to see his pickle. I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer. You know what I mean?
What? Titties yeah. and beer?
Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
I don't know if you're the right guy.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, right. Hold on a second, boy, because... That's
magic! And then the devil let go of the pickle, and out come my girl. They heard the titties pop popping all around the world. She said,
I got me 3 beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you, clown.
Then she gave us a finger, it was rigid stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
The devil was mad, I took off to my bed. I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? That's enough of the devil and his famous pickle. We're going to make another dramatic, if somewhat rickety segue into another song called Cruising for Burgers. Wait a minute.
Okay, gonna play another song. This one is also from the 80s, but this is strictly coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. The Reverend is a sick pervert.
He is not.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm clergy. I stand for family values, Christian supremacy, being sex negatives, abstinence only, feed the American Christian Taliban, worship Reverend James Dobson and all these Christian supremacists being flown to Iraq. They're all my friends. They all ask me to introduce them to more book burners, and they all got off on your pictures.
They did what to my pictures?
They got off on your pictures.
Disgusting. How would anyone do something like that?
Because
I am a very serious person.
You are, and, well, that's a very serious act.
I'm stopping God.
And this
earlier,
is
okay?
National Masturbation Month.
No, it's not.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
That's right, it is.
And woo-hoo! There's several, there's events that already happened,
mm-hmm.
and there's an event to come,
there is
which
event to
is,
come.
Yes, it's the Masturbate-a-thon, and it's in Portland, Oregon, and it's May 31st. We're going to plug your shit.
You can masturbate
wherever you are,
go to Portland
but
and masturbate.
You Washington listeners, West Coast people, or people who want to travel to something worth traveling to, the Masturbate-a-thon is May 31st, which I think is Saturday, and that is organized by the Dark Lady. It's something you can check out online at masturbateathon.org. With a hyphen.
God is a live chat room, I'd be certainly glad to link you.
She'll link you.
I'll link
and
you.
She, it's masturbate-a-thon.org, organized by the Dark Lady at darklady.com. And thank you all organizers of National Masturbation Month
Reverend
events.
Reverend, did you say .com?
Was that a Freudian? Go to .com when you're with the Godstopper.
No,
I recommend
no.
it.
I'm only here for the activism.
There's a reference letter that'll be posted later at RadioVolta.org. And I can't look at you.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
You are not. You're great. She is just getting used to this.
I'm not used
public
to this
thing.
She, it's the first time I ever had my own mic.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And
my own mic.
It suits you. We should have done this last time.
I know.
But anyway, this is Bullock from the 80s, and the track is Harley Davidson, Son of a Bitch.
Girls got big tits.
Harley Davidson, son of a bitch.
Get on my Harley, you daughter of a bitch.
Harley Davidson, son of a bitch.
James Dean rode his Harley right into ditch. Presley rode his Harley smoking lots of shit.
Harley Davidson, son of a bitch.
Before he died, it was Jim Morrison's last wish.
Harley Davidson, son of a bitch.
Marlon Brando rode his Harley that wild son of a bitch.
Je conduis ma Harley. Je baisse d'un coup, une autre fois. Je ne peux pas trouver. Je ne peux pas trouver. Je ne peux pas trouver. La satisfaction. Satisfaction. Serge, je t'aime. Viens faire un tour avec moi.
Okay, you heard. Talk about some of the events to come for National Masturbation Month, including, of course, the great Masturbate-a-thon of Dark Ladies. And listeners in the Philadelphia area, there is more action to come this weekend. And
this week?
This week, actually.
Beginning on Thursday, May 29th.
Beginning on Thursday, May 29th. And Everlasting Godstopper and Free Thought Society of Greater Philadelphia and other groups are
Scouting
doing
for All.
Three actions, including Scouting for All.
InclusiveScouting.net.
InclusiveScouting.net.
That's probably one of your best sites to go to for information on this demonstration. InclusiveScouting.net/Philadelphia. Slash, I said.
I heard you.
Did you? Do you think everyone else heard me?
You're killing me.
Am I? You're not dead yet.
Oh, I know it. Book, you got that. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, Godstopper is here, and she's a part of these events. And what exactly is going on regarding the Boy Scout protests?
This weekend, from Thursday, May 29th through Saturday, May 31st, the Boy Scouts of America is having their national conference at the Marriott Hotel, which is at 12th and Market Streets in Philadelphia. And members of American Atheists and the Free Thought Society of Greater Philadelphia, as well as other atheists and gay groups, are going to join in the protest to let the Boy Scouts of America know that now's the time to change their bigoted, anti-gay, and anti-atheist membership and leadership policies. There's actually going to be a press conference at 10 a.m. on Thursday at 1906 South Rittenhouse Square in Philly. That's the Philadelphia Ethical Society building.
Yeah.
Then we're going to proceed over to the Marriott Hotel all day Thursday, all day Friday, and all day Saturday to let the Boy Scouts know that we are human people who are affected by their bigoted policies, and we want our equality. And we're not trying to end the Boy Scouts. We're not trying to say the Boy Scouts are bad. We're trying to promote inclusive scouting for everyone. So for people who are atheists, people who are gay, I mean, let's face it, have you seen the Boys Life magazine? Cut me a break, okay? You can't exclude gays from the Boy Scouts, or you would freaking have no Boy Scouts left.
It's like the military.
That's exactly right.
There's all these gay people that are in there anyway, so why criminalize
them? Exactly. These kids grow up in the Scouts, they find out they're gay, they serve the Scouts for their entire childhood lives, and then they get thrown out. So we're trying to ask the Scouts to please reinstate their gay and atheist members. Please allow everyone to be a Scout. This is the only Scouting organization chartered by Congress, okay? This is not just some little dinky-dink, oh, the Boy Scouts, la la la, stay away. No, there's no choice. The Boy Scouts is it. If I want to send my son to the Scouts, he has to go to the Boy Scouts of America. So we are asking everyone to please join us at the Marriott Hotel in Philly this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 29th, 30th, and 31st. Members from many, many different groups in the Philadelphia area will be there. American Atheists will be there. And I am your South Jersey representative for American Atheists. Those people have no idea what they got themselves into when they asked me to be part of their group. They're stuck with Everlasting Godstopper now. And we're going to stop God however we can.
It is a good thing.
You think it's a good thing, Reverend?
I definitely do. I sincerely mean that. I'm not clowning around.
And I do believe the Reverend Bookburn may join me in this demonstration against Boy Scout bigotry.
Well, at the last time we discussed it, you were in the process of persuading me.
Reverend Bookburn, do you think that there's some way you can get on your knees and pray for all of us to be included in the Scouts?
Since it's a good cause.
You think so?
And you need the support.
I do.
I agree to do that.
I definitely need the support.
All right.
I can't be the only atheist out there. So everybody in Philly, please come out and join me. You can't miss me. I'm the giant brunette with the atheist t-shirt.
With the memorial relic.
How dare you? I think Reverend Bookburn is a very bad person.
It's a holiday, and I think it is only appropriate that periodically it is acknowledged and celebrated in a festive, affirming manner.
Memorial Day. You guys, and I would like to say hello to everyone in the God is a Lie chat room, everyone out there in atheist
Radioland, Atheist Network Radio, and our beautiful, lovely message board. And
can I tell them how much you love getting your foot massaged?
No, don't tell anyone about my foot massage.
Okay. The response was incredible.
Don't you have to play a song now, Reverend Bookburn?
Do you want music?
We need music, I think. I'm all done talking my freaking promo. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Are you? Is there anything more to say about that?
Not yet. Okay. Maybe later.
So, 3 days of action.
Action!
The
like
assholes
action.
In the Boy Scouts. And I do. And I want to support your cause.
The Reverend wants to do what?
I want to uplift and support. Not just on Memorial Day.
Shouldn't we be talking about atheist activism?
We are.
Play a song, Reverend Bookburn. I think people are tired of hearing me talk.
Let's play a song. They're not tired of hearing you talk.
They are so tired of hearing you talk.
They're probably loving this. I'll bet.
Everyone in Atheist Network Radio Land and God is a Lie chat is totally done hearing me talk. They want to hear some freaking music.
They're
not. If you people are masturbating right now, that is disgusting. Put it back in your pants. Wipe your hands
write
off.
Write to me and tell
to
me
some music.
If you masturbated
don't
while listening
masturbate.
To Everest to God Suffer. Quail at sjcdc.org. I'll bet a majority are. And that's a compliment. That's
oh, you know, they can email me, too. It's
okay.
Godstopper at atheistnetwork.com.
Okay, email godstopper at atheistnetwork.com.
That's me.
And let her know that you masturbated.
No, don't let me know that you masturbated. Just come and visit me at the stupid Boy Scouts protest.
You know they
please.
Do. And also
dude,
support this
that is
protest.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
He is really raunchy. Do you see what I have to put up with over here? This is a completely unprofessional situation. Play a song, Reverend Bookburn.
I like
the
it more when you get like...
The Reverend is refusing to do as I instruct. I am going to stomp my feet. Do I have to stomp my feet?
You're done.
Do I? Don't make me. Oh, dude, I'm going to totally break this floor.
You're going to break this fucking floor. We're going to be like 50 feet down.
All right.
All right, let's play a song.
I'll be nice this weekend at the protest, I promise.
Really not like this.
I'm not like
song,
this except
like,
on Atheist Network Radio.
It is. But during a song, she's like...
During the song, I'm demure.
Fooling around.
No, I'm not.
Solo.
I'm very
not with
polite
me.
And quiet and subdued.
We're going to play a song for the organizers of the anti-war teach-in, which is also May 31st.
Isn't that war over,
if
Reverend
you want
Bookburn?
A whole lot of... not with this strap-on cruise missile I got from
Reverend Bookburn, put that thing away!
It's your guest present for this appearance.
He is so bad.
It's Lynn Cheney's. She gave it to me after Colin Powell came back and started doing her.
Colin Powell? I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
Would you? You would do
Dude,
Colin Powell?
Dude, he's kind of hot.
Okay.
He's all powerful and stuff.
And he stands real straight.
I know, and he's all...
strong.
And
so he's probably
masculine.
Overcompensating. Like a lot of war
you
types
so?
And violent
you
and abusers
so?
And Christian Taliban
types. I probably nailed a Republican at least once in my life before I
well,
got
what
married.
Are they overcompensating for? Dicklessness, inability to please, being assholes.
I'm just supposed to play a song.
That's right. We're going to play a song, and this is for the organizers of the forthcoming anti-war teach-in
Did
May 31st.
Coming?
Forthcoming.
Dude, the Reverend is a skank. Can I just say this?
You twisted it, so you're just as perverted.
No, I'm not.
You are, because you twisted it.
I am completely innocent. I am totally innocent. Reverend, I'm going to smack you now.
Announcement, and you have redirected this whole thing.
I have not.
The anti-war teach-in at Washington, D.C., May 31st. Information available at unitedforpeace.org.
F that. May 31st, meet the affiliate of Marriott.
And
I said F
UnitedForPeace.org.
Did I say fuck?
And the song
no.
goes out to you, the organizers, and not in our name, and Answer, and a whole lot of other people organizing against the continued war and occupation that some people
play the song,
might
Reverend
be
Bookburn.
A little bit oblivious to. This is by Anti-Flag. They recorded it in Germany with the German band called the Do Nots.
Mm-hmm.
It's their anti-war
fucking
song.
Play the song.
And it
la,
is called...
La,
do I have to discipline you?
No.
Like
you
I did DJ
can?
Cassandra.
You think you can?
Yes.
You think you can?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Play the song, Reverend Bookburn.
You just challenged me.
Play the freaking song.
And it's called...
Don't maybe talk about atheist activism.
Protest
again.
Song.
Ooh.
And that on which flows from their pen is the closest that they've ever been to the people. You've been to our shows. Yes, all your souls. Now we're asking you to add to each chorus you've sung and protest against injustice, state terror on the streets of the world for the disempowered. You sung at our shows, shit right over wrong. Now it's time to hit the streets. Back up those words you sung.
Because our voices alone this time will not get it done. Looking to stop a rogue regime.
Well, the first one that we must confront is Washington, D.C.
The Bush-era war, unconstitutional, unconscionable.
We refuse to let them kill with our names for oil.
We know the game.
Love that corrupts.
It's up to us to hit the streets. Time to take our rights back.
Yeah!
Protest against injustice, state terror on the streets of the world for the disempowered. You sung at our shows, shit right over wrong. Now it's time to hit the streets. Back up those words you've sung.
Because our voices alone this time will not get it done. Because the people united will get it done.
Protest against injustice, state terror on the streets of the world for the disempowered.
One, two, one, two, three, yeah!
With a cheat and a lie. Well, here's my State of the Union address. Our country's a fucking mess. Yes, or could you not guess? That war, no jobs, have us all depressed. But here's a little secret that I'm seeing in the news. Your ratings and the polls are going down the tubes. Pissed off Americans. My president's an idiot looking for oil. And tennis tapes with aluminum foil. George rather have a war than use his words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Another time out, you've been yelling, calling people evil. Guess what I'm telling?
I'm telling on your ass, boy.
Paying off the teacher, paying off the school, paying off the principal to make a new rules, fool. And you think you're cool, using UN as a US tool. But here comes Schwarzkopf, here comes Penn, here comes Chomsky doing it again. Here comes more of the stupid white men. Here comes my dad, an ex-Republican. Here comes housewives and businessmen. Here comes activists trapped in the pens. From North Korea to the dirt poor Kurds. You'd rather fight than use your words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Georgie, won't you use your words?
Regime change will start at home. I got a bone to pick with your fascist tone. No stone will be left unturned. Get out of here. office, which you did not earn. Take Dick Cheney, Coleman Powell, take drum cells, throw in the towel. Take Tom Ridge, take Miss Rice, take Carl Rove with his heart of ice. Toss him in the middle of a big ass lake, cause you and your crew are on the take. Taking our security, taking our cash, taking all our freedom and leaving it for trash. Your vision is very clear, Saturn is evil, but look in the mirror, that's right. You know what I heard, you'd rather fight than use your word.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your word? Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Georgie, listen to my words real clearly. I dislike you and your crew most dearly. You're taking us to war, we know what for. Stick up for your daddy, try to settle an old score more. You're pissing off a planet. People hate Americans because of you, damn it. I can't stand it. You lit a terrorist fire, now you're starting to fan it. Try to hide your fear, try to hide your past. Try to hide the weapons that were sold to our back. Try to hide the hate, try to hide your greed. Try to hide the oil, which you think we need. Try to hide the money, try to punish the blacks. Try to hide the facts from the terrorist attack. I just slide in the polls with numbers from nerds. But you can't hide from me because I'm using my words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
George, please use your words.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on this small and helpless neighbor.
Our objectives are clear. While the world prayed for peace, the United States raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation.
The victims were moms and dads, crushed. Friends and neighbors, crushed. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, unyielding anger.
And among those maimed and murdered, innocent children.
But they are...
You're listening.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
Okay. It is now a very special time. Don't laugh, that's a good way to talk to
him. Sorry.
Because then it sends the dials way off. Technical shit.
The Reverend insists that I fart for him.
I wanted to hear you make sounds, including all bodily sounds.
That's nasty.
It is.
It is.
It's a holiday.
It's disgusting.
Where's your holiday spirit?
Do your stupid...
We can't get started.
Do your asshole the week thing now, Reverend.
Make
I'm making farting sounds.
Okay. And now it's that very special time once again. It is time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday. Can't listen to it. Sunday, May 25th, 2003 at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and two micro radio stations in Washington State, Seattle, and Olympia. It is time for Asshole of the Week, and this week... Asshole of the Week goes to not one person, but the top-ranking hierarchy of an entire organization, and you've heard about them earlier. Assholes of the Week are the leadership hierarchy of BSA, Boy Scouts of America. Yes. You bigots, you homophobic, anti-atheist, anti-diversity, anti-democracy, military wannabe.
Ew, that one was nasty.
Organization. I know, each adjective.
That's first. Nasty.
Oh, your noises.
That's nasty. Really disgusting. I don't think people want to hear me do this.
They do.
No, they don't.
They like this.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
do. No, they don't.
Write and tell her if you like her sound.
Everybody tell me at
godstopper@atheistnetwork.com
if I should really be doing this or not.
She'll be upset.
I will be upset. I'll be depressed for a month.
I'll get so much shit. So anyway, assholes of the week are the hierarchy at the top of BSA, Boy Scouts of America, who discriminate against gay people and atheists.
Yes, they do.
They are assholes of the week. You heard super clean doing State of the Union, anti-flag with German band The Do Nots. Did
not.
Protest song,
mm-hmm.
as in do not.
Do not.
Do you do not?
Do you have money?
Do you do rope?
Let's see the wallet first, Reverend Brookburn. Can I see your bank and your income statements and stuff, please?
Anna Nicole, you can see the whole oil well.
Mm-hmm. So they say.
Before Anti-Flag, you heard Bullock doing Harley Davidson's Son of a Bitch. Monty Python did Sit on My Face.
Mm.
Frank Zappa did Titties and Beer. Murphy's Law did Reefer Man. And started off with a 7-inch by No Thanks.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a camera in here that one moment would have been in the immortal Reverend Bookburn archive.
Because the Reverend Bookburn is a sick, disgusting pervert.
And?
Yes.
I'm in the best of company.
He's a sick, disgusting pervert.
Hello, DJ Samantha of Radio Fulton.
Hello, DJ Samantha. We saw you.
As easy as you.
DJ Samantha, get back over here.
You know, DJ Samantha did
DJ
Asshole
Samantha,
the Week fart sounds
I saw
a
you.
Weeks ago. And she,
your fart sounds are better than mine.
She was really good.
She's trying to hide.
But I was nervous. She ran from you.
She's afraid. Are you afraid of me, DJ Samantha?
You know
Samantha?
What it is? She was so red. I was concerned for medical reasons if she continued to do
She's
that.
She's intimidated by my God-stalking prowess.
Boy, does she run. I don't think the guests at the Munster's house
No, absolutely
as,
not.
Ran out of the room as fast.
There she is,
hey,
DJ Samantha.
Back. Hello,
Hi,
we
Samantha.
Love you, DJ Samantha.
Hi.
Welcome back. You just missed Asshole of the Week.
Who was it?
It was the leadership
was the
hierarchy
of
the BSA, Boy Scouts of America, who are bad people. And
oh, yeah, they suck.
DJ Samantha, I'm going to go protest the Boy Scouts this week.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the air.
Say it.
Did you hear what Sister Bay said about Volta?
Who is she? Wait, tell them who she is.
Oh, Sister Bay is the woman who's in charge of...
WPEB,
and they just took us off the air. We're still on the internet, but we're not on radio, and it sucks. And but it's funny because one of the people who broadcast on her show said that we were playing devil music.
The devil's a lie.
Not this show.
Oh my goodness.
We're not bad.
Thank you, DJ Samantha.
Godstopper's a little bit of a pervert.
It was so nice. I'm a what?
A little bit of a pervert.
No, I'm not. I'm just a Godstopper.
The other shows on Radio Volta are considerably more tasteful.
Oh, no. No show on Radio Volta is anywhere near tasteful. If they let the Reverend Bookburn be on, then the whole thing is ruined.
Okay.
Play a song, please.
Shush.
Make me.
That's right. We had a Dom
you
thing going.
You wish.
DJ, Samantha, you want to watch a Dom thing? Do you want to see Everlasting Godstopper in submission?
I don't think so.
She wants to.
Uh-huh. Yes, one day I might try that. Not...
All right, a few plugs and then a song.
Plugs? That is disgusting. Just read your ads, Reverend Bookburn.
You are...
Move on with
lethal.
The show. Chop, 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 chop. Yeah. Come on. Do it.
I like your commandment.
Do it!
Style.
You know,
War
my mic profiteers. Is too loud now.
Your mic... it is mine too loud. All right. War Profiteers card deck at warprofiteers.com.
Like anyone's listening.
And...
What are you, writing this all down, people?
And if you want to see Barbara Bush give a speech for the Concerned Women of America,
no one
another
wants
Christian
to see Bush.
Taliban
mm-hmm.
organization,
mm-hmm.
you can see Barbara Bush addressing the Concerned Women of America
mm-hmm.
for National Clitoridectomy Day.
She is not.
Right off the clits and
tickles. Ew! That is disgusting.
And pleasure zones of all women.
That
it's at the humor site. Whitehouse.org.
Whitehouse.org.
For National Clit Day.
Oh, my. National.
Speaking CWA, Concerned Women of America.
Hey,
this
everybody.
Is really worth
the
seeing.
The Reverend Bookburn is nasty.
You like that.
No, I don't.
I can tell you.
You are so wrong.
Highly recommended is the new issue of Heads Magazine, and not the one I plugged a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
the Sex and Pod issue. This is... I believe July just came out.
I can't hear
anti-racist
you.
Action on the cover, Jello Biafra, and a whole lot of great shit. You are leaving. That's because it's going to take forever to say anything. So, sometimes, in the interest of security, I learned this from the president, the pretzel man. Bite me. New releases at AlternativeTentacles.com. Folk this, all folk songs and covers, and an anti-war compilation called Salt in the Wound, and yet another compilation that is featuring Jelly Biafra, Gil Scott-Heron, and many others, Government Accountable to Society and Citizens Equals Democracy. And that is all at AlternativeTentacles.com, including the new Jelly Biafra Spoken Word CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands. A great, great, great article, and today or tomorrow is the best times to see it. Alternet.org, an article entitled Acts of Hope by Rebecca Solnit, originally of Orion Magazine. While the anti-war movement didn't prevent Bush's war on Iraq, it made tremendous headway in globalizing resistance in future wars. I want to get through a lot of this shit.
It's for your stuff, Reverend Bush.
I am. Good. Also on AlternativeTentacles.com, new releases or re-releases by Lydia Lunch, Amoebix, and new DVDs by DOA and old punk and hardcore footage. Some great shit. All right. A big hello and thank you too to people from the following. The Beats for Peace concert in Philadelphia, which was awesome and it's online. Coffee Works Coffee Shop in Voorhees, New Jersey, who allows people with disabilities, ex-prisoners, ex-mental patients, and ex-others to perform live music on open mic night and attracts a lot of great people, including the great Scandals, and you're going to hear their Priest Pedophilia song pretty soon. And I'm going to play a song for Radio Volta because they're going through a lot of shit. The person who was a part of the project on the other end of Philadelphia Independent Media's broadcasting project, known as WPEB, FM Micro Radio in Philadelphia, was just fucked over in a big way by the person who was running it, named Sister Bay, the person DJ Samantha referred to. And so, in view of the fact that Radio Volta is going through so much shit, and even though we've been through our ups and downs, I love them. They have the balls and eggs to carry the show, along with the other great broadcasting streams.
Woo!
And we're going to play them a song by Capitalist Casualties. This whole record is great. This is a 7-inch called Planned Community. You already heard School Shooting and you heard Prayer Meeting. So, to Radio Volta folks, I love you. Happy birthday to one of you. Hang in there. Fuck the people who rip off others and perpetrate injustice. Hang strong. Love from Reverend Book Byrne and Everlasting Godstopper. Hang strong. This is for you. It is Capitalist Casualties doing a track entitled Planned Community.
Thank you.
Okay, don't get directed. Hello. I am. You very untrained, unskilled Dom.
The Reverend Bookburn is mean to me.
I am not mean to you.
He's mean to me.
The Reverend adores you.
The Reverend Bookburn needs a bitch slapping in the most major way. You have no idea.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not something I was going to necessarily disagree with.
Well, if you come to the Boy Scouts protest this weekend in Philadelphia, I'll certainly bitch slap you in front of everyone. Play the song, Reverend.
Like I'm going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very commanding Memorial Day guest, the everlasting Godstopper.
Hi, everyone.
Who is way out of control and a very devious influence on a clergy person.
I am so nice.
God.
I am great.
You are temptation to sin.
I am so amazing.
You are unclean.
No, I'm not.
You are Satan.
No, I'm not.
Influenced and possessed.
You are so wrong.
You are pure decadence and raunch.
Oh, thank you, Reverend Booker.
You might have a fault or two, but you're definitely all of that aforementioned things.
Mm-hmm.
And
play me a song.
Oh, God, how am I going to say something fucking serious
after
this? This is for real troops. We played a song earlier for the anti-war activists, and even though we made a lot
activists.
Of jokes like support the troops and Memorial Day and all that, this really is for troops, the people who oppose war, who don't want your balls and eggs blown off for oil, corporate profit, world trade organizations.
Hold on to your balls, boys.
And do what she says. And when she
do
says
what
it.
I say.
Now they're not going to take this seriously as a serious introduction, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We're going to play a song for real troops because the people who oppose these kinds of corporate wars are the true troop supporters.
Mm-hmm.
We want you alive and not fighting for Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation.
Oh, no.
The Christian Taliban preachers who are stomping around in Iraq right now.
They're so bad.
And pulling Mother Teresa type of shit, with making you get baptized to get water that they monopolize. This is for the troops in support of them from the anti-war folks.
Yes.
It's a song by Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
We are so in sync. That's why you're in denial and yelling.
Are they burning?
We are burning.
Beds are burning.
This is Blue Sky Mining CD, Midnight Oil. Look at that.
I remember when this CD first came out.
Nice and dark and starry.
I got it on the tape.
You do? It's
not a CD.
This is a song about vets, too, and this is for the troops. It's a kind of serious song. I'm pretty sure it's about the Vietnam War era.
We know all the troops are listening right now.
All you troops out there listening. All you people saying, you know, I was listening to Reverend Bookburn's Memorial Day show, and it fucking rocked.
Mm.
And that's a good thing.
And the Reverend said the F word.
You can.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to tell you that you can lose your inhibitions on internet broadcasting and not be in violation of these little wanky kinds of people and little subhuman life forms called the FCC, ass lickers of Clear Channel and Rupert Murdoch and the
Midnight
other corporate
Oil
media moguls.
Blue Sky Mining.
And it's for the troops and about the troops, and it's called The Forgotten Years.
Yay.
How many dreams remain? Here.
They look like half a butt puppet. Do you know what it's like to be on the bill and to play for 15 minutes and the only people there to see you are the other bands and their girlfriends? Don't talk to me about rock and roll. I'm not there in the clubs and on the streets and I'm living it. I am rock and roll.
Can I turn to? I world is in turmoil, can you hear the people cry? The cost of living's rising and I'm too young to die. Never mind the government, don't listen to what they say. Cause if you do, a war is what they'll put you in today. Training camp with the other boys and lots of new toys. And then you'll learn to shoot a gun and drop a bomb and kill and kill and kill and kill and kill. And you and the other G.I. Joes will be marching off to war. With nukes over here and chemicals there, it'll be another world affair and you'll all.
Going to do a very special dedication.
Thank you, Reverend Bookburn.
For Memorial Day. And I hope they're enjoying this as much as I am.
I hope everyone's enjoying this, too.
This is for a regime of rogue dictators.
Bad.
Risers of evil, like the Hitler Rise of Evil cast of characters.
Bad.
Massacrists of civilians in Iraq, and deserving of a spanking from everlasting Godstopper.
That's
hold the mic near your leg where you're whacking away.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, that's okay.
It hurts.
This goes out to the W. Moron Bush regime of war criminals, perpetrators of civilian massacres,
American
war criminals.
Imperialism, baby.
That's right. This goes out to all of those motherfuckers, and to show that our hearts are in the right place, we're going to show them, we're going to play them a song.
He said the F.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
And this is a song they will really like. Mm-hmm. This is a song they can relate to,
mm-hmm.
identify with,
mm-hmm.
get a cheap thrill from, even play with their cruise missile toys.
As if.
While getting off on this song.
Pervert.
This goes out to you, war criminals.
Skanks.
This is Ghost Dance doing a song entitled Shrunken Head.
Oh,
You just heard, whoa, shit. You just heard...
You heard what?
Ghost Dance doing Shrunken Heads before that Frigidette did Turmoil. DOA with Biff Naked did All Across the USA. That's from the Canadian version of the new DOA CD, Win the Battle, from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Before that, the Scandals did Intro and Forgive This for all those priest pedophiles running loose.
Bad.
If you get the playlist and show summary and Reverend Mailings, you'll get the link to the Scandals, punk rock from Voorhees, New Jersey, and
woo-hoo!
People who met the Reverend in an anti-war action, and very cool.
Yay!
And I'm going to try to get them a show. They're very young. They're like in high school.
Woohoo! Oh. Never mind.
Oh, that's your speed. I remember what you said. Midnight Oil did. Oh, yeah, that's right. Right here. All right. Anyway, disregard the last statement. It was entirely not true.
It's so untrue.
It's so untrue. It's not her at all. And
no, no.
And before the Scandals, those hot Scandals, I'll introduce.
Why am I here? Don't I have a protest this week and I want all Philadelphia area activists to join me at...
You do want them
Marriott.
To join you in a second. Before the Scandal,
you're
Midnight
so
Oil.
Mean.
Oh, Midnight I didn't get Oil. My way. I'm going to whine.
Shut up, Reverend Booker. I'll kick your butt.
Midnight Oil did the Forgotten Years for the troops.
Yeah.
Capitalist Casualties did Planned Community, and that went out to
Radio
Volta.
Volta.
Victims of a fucked up person named Sister Bay.
Boo.
Boo. And I really fucked up with the song readings. That maybe it's the memorial guest who's
Everyone
distracting me.
Everyone needs to beat the crap
but...
out of Reverend Bookburn. Just kick his butt. Woohoo!
But before Frank Zappa's Titties and Beer, way back when, you heard Ms. Terry doing a song for Reverend Bookburn called Oh Dutiful. And I forgot to mention that. I was bad. I should be punished.
You are so bad, Reverend Booker.
I
what
deserve
what am I
discipline.
Do with this? What am I going to do?
I've always heard that.
You have heard that?
Most of the time I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
I can say, this is the Jennifer Hunter influence. And she's coming to Philadelphia again, so you might meet her. She's a maybe for being on the air, so I shouldn't say it. Anyway, sorry, Ms. Terry, you were on earlier doing Oh Dutiful, and there's Ms. Terry News. She is running for, and this is not just because it's Memorial Day,
thank you,
and
Ms.
I thought
Terry.
Of Ms. Terry, but she's running for president of Iraq.
Woo-hoo!
Against George W. Numbnuts Bush and two other goons, and you can go here and vote for Ms. Terry at RadioLeft.com. And there's Susie Wall news.
Hey.
T.L. and Susie Wall, the couple, married couple, charged with prostitution for their sexual technique seminars, and Friends of the Reverend from VideoAlt, VideoAlt.com, have... sent to the Reverend, and I will let you know when this gets in, and I will watch it in 5 seconds, their erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars, and you're welcome to come over and watch it.
Ooh.
With the Reverend. Stop the Wars, an erotic version of Star Wars, T.L. and Susie Wall, to support them in their trial, or to check out their video line, or check out the hot, hot, hot Stop the War video, Star Wars spoof, go to videoalt.com, and Susie Wall will also remind us to celebrate Memorial Day, as will Lisa Bushell, and there's Lisa Bushell news.
Yay!
She's back and celebrating Memorial Day.
Woo-hoo!
Back from New Orleans, tour was successful, went really well. Back to playing Mid-Atlantic shows, and also going to come back to the Reverend, the evil Reverend.
Lisa was fun the last time.
LisaBushell.com. Oh.
Lisa's probably
I
one
dare
of the
not
only
speak.
Guests more fun than me.
No, you're both fun. It's great having you.
Yeah, but she's much more polite.
I like it during the song so nobody can hear us.
You're so bad, Reverend Bookburn.
New book, Poets Against the War, edited by Sam Hamill.
Mm-hmm, not Mark Hamill.
Sally Anderson and others. Published after Laura Goon Bush invited him to do poetry, and then she found out he was an anti-war poet. She disinvited him, and he put out a call and got... over 3,200 anti-war poems, all kinds
Woo-hoo!
Of artists, including Lawrence Perlin Getty.
Physically holding this book, you guys.
Sam
I'm looking
Hamill,
at it. I
Jim
can
Harrison,
touch it.
Patricia Aikida, and so many others. God, there's tons in here.
It's
published by Thunder's Mouth Press.
And it's dedicated to Laura Bush.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
That is so
Poets Against the War, dedicated to the woman who disinvited Sam Hamill to the White House, Laura Bush. Laura, trim my bush. Yes, George, I did that while you were in the war room.
Oh, my goodness.
And also published by Nation Books, so you might be able to check that out at thenation.com, the Nation publication here.
Very nice.
Have something to look at.
It's lovely.
And there's news on this I got from Ms. Terry, and more information comes in, you shall hear it. Representative Rush Holt introduces legislation to require all voting machines to produce a voter-verified paper trail.
No more.
Well, hallelujah. After the coup of 2000, It's about time there was an anti-rigging of elections bill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't link activists with terrorists, article at truthout.org. The Air Campaign, it's a cartoon about W. Numbnuts Bush and his prop gun children's dramatic play costume. The Air Campaign by Mark Fiore, villagevoice.com/Fiore, F-I-O-R-E. And another thing with a star on it, which means do this now.
Do it now.
It's a
now.
Command. The I'm going to save a whole lot of command. Stuff because I have a hot Memorial Day guest.
Thank
but
you.
Next week we're going to do the Bin Laden thank you note to
you
George W. Moron Bush.
Why are you distracted
you did
tonight?
This. Oh, get those out of my face.
Right.
And
Booper.
Another reading from The Secret Sexual Life of Catherine M. That will also wait till next week.
Everything can wait till next week.
Everything can wait until next week. Please check out the masturbation editorial at drsusanblock.com, drsusanblock.com, and shows upcoming June 7th, Laura Pollack will be live at Dr. Susie's show, drsusanblock.com, and check out her masturbation editorial. Dr. Susie receives the Reverend Book Burn Emma Goldman Freedom Award. The Reverend on Dr. Susan Block show, November 2002, shows past and shows upcoming for future shows.
Thank you, Reverend Book Burn. Do you know that if someone were to email me at godstopper@atheistnetwork.com, I could forward them your emails that have your playlists and all these freaking links.
That's a great idea. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org, or write to Godstopper at what again?
Godstopper@atheistnetwork.com, or visit me on MSN chat in the God is a Lie chat room. Hi, God is a Lie.
You know, we're still in National Masturbation Month.
It is still a National Masturbation Month.
So in addition to checking out...
So I didn't waste my time last night.
Or today. And, besides masturbateathon.org, you can go to masturbateforpeace.com, bearingwitness.org.
Which
it's
says,
great.
Touch your sack, not Iraq.
Yes.
That's one of our favorite
it's
slogans
so beautiful.
In the chat room.
It's great.
It is.
Okay, next week, a Biker Magazine article that has to be read.
This week.
No, next week. You're going to love next week. Bless my vibrating crucifix.
Oh, and vibrating crucifix.
You're
going to
love the next two shows. And
tell
on
me all about
June
it,
June 8th, Bush, the Rise of Evil, and that will be hot.
Bush Rise?
Well, he can only rise on this show.
That's kind of interesting.
That's why he makes war.
Oh.
And on June 15th, you might not be interested in the June 15th show.
Why? What's on the June 15th show, Reverend Bookburn?
It's a real hot, no clues in advance, very hot clergy sex scandal.
But I won't be here, will I? It's going to be lame.
Well,
so
I don't know.
I could be here, though.
You can be a part of it. You could be a continuation of it.
I could.
You can.
Ooh, the Reverend Bookburn's feeding my ego, everyone. Isn't that nice?
Oh, you deserve it.
I do.
To free medical marijuana prisoner Ed Rosenthal, go to freedomtoattail.com/trialpics.
Wait, can I just say that if people support that cause, they should visit MPP.org?
Yeah.
And MPP
cool.
stands for Marijuana Policy Project.
Yes.
.org.
And Ward Sutton's great cartoons, including the W. Numbnuts Bush prop gun cartoon at suttonimpactstudio.com. Click on Schlock and Roll. The new Heads magazine, don't miss it, with the anti-racist action article on the cover, Jello Biafra piece, and 4.20 5% of the proceeds go to Free Ed Rosenthal. It's one of the greatest issues ever, even better than the last issue, the sex and pot issue.
And by the way, the God is a Lie chat room bot will link people to Anti-Racist Action Network website.
Good.
In the God is a Lie chat for quite some time to get all those links.
They are cool. Mm. While we're talking and not fucking up too bad.
We're not doing
well.
We're talking.
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Thank yous for tonight's show. A thank you to, and you can concur in some of these thank yous. Thank you, Kenny.
Kenny! Woohoo!
I really did rub her feet.
Kenny.
At my house before the show.
Thank you so much for recording the show tonight.
And he's also the new recorder of the show for AtheistNetwork.com.
We have to thank Erwin for hooking this whole thing up.
I am. I just thank one guy.
Well, you thank Kenny, but you didn't
thank
Erwin.
Thank you, Kenny, and I don't have the yellow song yet.
Jake, you're an angel.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you for arranging all of this.
Thank you,
Just say Derwin.
Derwin.
You know what? He's
thank
burned.
You, Derwin.
He wants to have his old North Carolina accent. He's out of luck.
Thank you, Amoeba.
Yay, Amoeba!
Micro radio providers and relayers
of
the Reverend Show.
Com, baby.
On Olympia, Washington and Seattle, Washington. Micro radio to all of Radio Volta once again. And a special thank you to Global Excursions, the show before mine, on RadioVolta.org and Comet Show, the show after mine, although she's canceled tonight. No Comet tonight. Ms. Tari, Pastor Bader, Beats for Peace, Coffee Works in Voorhees, New Jersey, Dallas Blanchard, Susie Q, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block.
Thank you, Reverend Book.
Anybody we may have forgotten.
We'd like to thank everyone.
Check out Rick Santorum Presents Animal Sex at Rick Santorum, SANTORUM.US. And check out the Jesus Jackhammer Dildo and the Baby Jesus Butt Plug and other sacred sex toys at DivineInterventions.com.
DivineInterventions.com. That's another
so
one we'll link you to
great.
In the God is a Lie chat.
Let the Reverend know if you win any of the contests, the Moon Rick Santorum contest, the Pie the Corporate Scab the Kennedys contest, the Flash Your Genitals at the XXX Church contest. Any other contest, let me know. If you are a winner, the prize pot is growing, and Godstopper also is a contributor to the prize collection and memorabilia, and some of which she doesn't know about. No, I'll ask you first.
Reverend Bookburn wants me to donate some article of clothing or something.
You know somebody will do it, yes. Although punks in the Corona area want to do that Clash the Genitals contest.
Play a song, Reverend
Bookburn.
And win
first. All right.
Play
in the spirit of Memorial Day.
Woo-hoo!
Let's play
a song.
A song.
By
Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, cut me a break.
Originally, originally.
Make me Reverend Bookburn.
Oh, I am.
You.
We're in Dom mode.
Play
now.
The freaking song. Is this
originally
song?
From Long John Silver album, the one that has Easter and the Son of Jesus on it.
Mm-hmm.
This track is called Milk Train. However, this is a live
milk
version.
Milk Train. You are
this
disgusting.
Is for you.
Oh, it's
this
for
is
me?
For my guest, Everlasting Godstopper.
He played a song for me, and I'm right here to hear it.
Yes.
Woohoo!
This is from a live Jefferson Airplane album called 30 Seconds Over Winterland, a live version of Milk Train. This goes out to you, my live guest, the ever memorially gifted Everlasting Godstopper.
Thank you, Reverend Bookburn.
A pleasure.
Mm.
This is Milk Train.
Rare.
Here's a little number to hook up my hot. Hello. Thank you. Got a little thing called Milk Train. And great. Control the words.
All right.